We continue our learning. We're in Sukkah Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Hasomech sukaso bekare hamita. Person supports his sukkah, his schach, on the legs of the bed. What's happening here is you have a bed, you have a mattress. There are four boards on either side, so they go from the ground all the way up. But you have a mattress that's attached to those boards. And those boards extend from the floor upward. And you put schach on those three. There are three boards, four boards. And you put schach across them. And I have here, the way we'll understand the mission now, is that there's 10 tfachim from the mattress to the top of the schach. So even though it's true, the boards go down, the mattress is somewhere in the middle. There's a space maybe under the mattress as well. But the boards go from the ground upward. And between the mattress and the top of the sukkah, there's 10 tfachim. In fact, from the ground to the top of the sukkah is more than 10 tfachim, says the Mishnah Kshera. It's true that when you move the bed, the whole sukkah is going to come along with you. That's not a problem. No problem to have a sukkah that's not stationary. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im eino yechol lamod bifnei atzma, if it cannot stand by itself, meaning the schach is not lying on a frame of the sukkah that's going to stay in place, but rather it's going to move along with it. So then, psula, that's sukkah is disqualified. This is Rabbi Yehuda Lishitaso, and in fact, that's what the Bartunera says. Rabbi Yehuda Taimei, Domar sukkah diras keva boyinan. We've had this many times. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a sukkah is a diras keva, has to be a permanent structure. If the sukkah is something that's not stationary, you move the bed, the schach comes along, the whole sukkah comes along with you, so then that is not permanent, that's not acceptable. Now, according to this, it's obvious we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So obviously this this type of sukkah is going to be kosher. However, there are Rishonim who learn that's not exactly what's happening in this Mishnah. The machlokis is not whether sukkah is diras keva versus diras aroy. In fact, a movable sukkah is not necessarily a contradiction to a diras keva. Having a movable sukkah doesn't undermine the permanent structure or nature of a sukkah. The issue here, according to some, is the following. Machlokas between the Tanakama is not so much that it's movable, but we're talking about a case where the schach may be 10 tfachim from the ground, but it's not 10 tfachim from the mattress. And that's the issue. The Tanakama says that's okay. The fact that we have a mattress in between is not relevant. It's not a problem. I have schach, 10 tfachim bump from the ground. It's a kosher sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda says no. The fact that the sukkah can only stand with the bed. The bed, the mattress is attached, and that's part of the whole sukkah. It's built on that bed. So therefore, you have to measure the height from where the mattress is. And since there's less than 10 tfachim from the mattress to the schach. Now, this is against the first interpretation. First interpretation assumes that there's 10 tfachim between the mattress and the schach. Now, this is a no. That's good for the machlokes. Since you don't have 10 tfachim, Rabbi therefore says it's not valid. And others, based on the Gemara, say that's not the issue here at all. This is based on that. You know why Rabbi Yehuda says the sukkah is not kosher? Because the bed is mekabel tumah. And that's the problem, that I can't use, here I have a bed, and therefore this is not going to be acceptable here. Now you say, hold on, who cares that the bed is mekabel tumah? The schach is kosher, my bed are just the boards. But the boards, which are, it's true, the boards are also the walls, but the boards are also the supports for the bed and the supports for the schach. And that's the issue, what we call mamid. This is the issue of whether I have something that's supporting the schach. Does that have to be made out of material that's kosher for schach? Now, this is a general question we have today nowadays. Let's say you have a sukkah frame and you put that, it's made out of metal poles, and you have a canvas around it, and your schach is leaning on the metal poles. You say, well, that's not a problem. The metal poles is really the wall, and the wall can be made out of any material, and the schach is kosher schach. The problem is that the schach is leaning on the poles. The schach is staying up because of those poles. So maybe that's an issue. And here they're poskim, although the Shulchan Aruch says it's acceptable. Many poskim are machmir, and therefore people try to avoid that problem by having the schach lean on wood, lean on something that's kosher, as opposed to leaning on the poles itself. Then the Mishnah says sukkah hamiduvleles, a disarranged sukkah. Here, the schach is pointing a different direction. It's not flat. Some is pointing. You know, if you're taking, let's say, pieces of wood, branches, some branches are angled in different ways. You put them on top of the sukkah, could look very messy. Some pointing upward, some pointing downward. And what happens? So the problem now is that you're going to end up with chamasum ruba mitzilaso. Now, that's not what the Mishnah says. That's the assumption of a sukkah hamudvlelis, where it's disarranged. And the space between the different pieces of schach is less than 3 tfachim. So it's like it's all attached. It's a little bit of a mishmash, but it's still all attached because of lavud. And therefore, the Mishnah here is going to teach us that this is going to be kosher, because the bottom line is, if you would lower down, assuming these pieces would be flat, you would have tzilasam rubim hachamasa, certainly more shade than sun based on that tzchach. And then the Mishnah says, if it's tzilasam rubim hachamasa, means this is talking about tzchach that's very, very thin, and you have a lot of patches of air between the pieces of the tzchach. Each one is less than 3 tfachim, still lavud. So as long as you combine the whole area, you have more shade than sun. So says the Mishnah, in this case, sukkah hamadu v'leles, or v'shetzilas and ruba mechamasa, it's ksheira. That is acceptable. Now, there are those who say that this is all one case, meaning it should be read as follows. Sukkah hamadu v'leles, if I have a sukkah that is disarranged, the schach is not straight, it's angled up and down or whatever it is, and therefore there's a space between them, and it means that it's a thinned out area. The schach is very thin, and there are a lot of patches of airspace. So says the Mishnah, as long as v'shetzilaso meruba mechamasa, as long as you have more shade than sun, that's going to be kshera. So that means that's where you combine the two statements into one case. Then the Mishnah says, ha'meuba kimin bayis. Let's say you have a sukkah that's covered, that's thick. The schach is so thick that it's as thick as if it's a house. Now, we know we have this concern about having schach that is, let's say, more than 4 tfachim wide. We're not talking about that. It's between 3 and 4, like Rabbi Yehuda, and it's acceptable. Or it's less than 3, and certainly not a problem. But it's very, very, they're very, very close together, very thickly covered. You have maybe multiple layers of it. So says the Mishnah, afal pi shein ha-kochavim nir mitocha, even though you can't see the stars between them, ksher b'dievet, it's kosher. Obviously, you see from here that l'chatchila, we should be able to see the stars between them. Now, it's preferable, of course, that the schach be in a way where you can see the stars. And there are poskim who say, let's say if schach, let's say it's so thick, okay, I can't see the stars, we said b'dievet, that's fine. But let's say when it rains, a really even heavy rain, it's not going to penetrate the sukkah. So that would be a problem. That would be completely disqualified, because people are going to say, well, I'm going to eat in the house instead. But we would say maybe b'dievet, even that would be acceptable if you don't have a choice but to eat in such a sukkah. Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel Ha'osis Sukkoso Barosha Agola. Person makes a sukkah on top of a wagon. So even though the wagon is movable, it's not stationary. Over Rosh Hasvina, or you make it on the top of a boat. Ksheira, this is kosher va'olin labi yontif, and you're allowed to go into it on yontif. There's no chiddush in that statement. You go into it on yontif, should be no problem. But we make that statement here because of cases of where you're going to make a sukkah on a tree or on an animal. There, you're not allowed to enter it on yontif. So the issue of Rosh Hasvina, the Gemara says that making the sukkah on the deck of a ship, the Gemara says the author of Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, which is what? He says that a sukkah needs to be not a diras keva, a diras aroi, and that's fine. And that means that as long as the sukkah is strong enough to withstand a normal wind, a ruach metzuya that you have on land, then it's considered a diras aroi and it's acceptable. Ah, you'll say, but it can handle a regular wind, a ruach metzuya that you have by sea, and it's a boat. That's okay, doesn't matter. That's the fact that that's common on the sea makes no difference, even the fact that you're making a sukkah on a boat. We decide how sturdy, we define the sturdiness of the sukkah based on the diras aroi, based on where a sukkah normally is placed, and that's, of course, on land. If it can't handle a ruach mitzuya, a regular wind on land, so then that's going to be a problem. You have certain sukkahs, let's say you have made of certain material that blows very easily in the wind, so that may be an issue. You have to tie it down and other possibilities of what to do with such a sukkah. Berosha ilan, let's say you made a sukkah on top of a tree, you have a flat area, let's say an olive tree has from some flat areas, and you made a sukkah on top of a tree, you made your three walls and put schach on top, or gabi gomol on top of a camel. That's possible. You make the walls between the humps of the animal and cover them with schach. So that's possible. It's also kshera. The ein olin la biyantif, but you're not allowed to enter it on yantif. You're allowed to use it on chol hamoed, but using that on yantif you cannot. The trees you can use because we're afraid you're going to break off a branch. That's based on the Mishnais and Maseches Beitza. We're not allowed to even lean on a tree on Shabbos for that reason. We're afraid you may pluck up a branch. You certainly can't climb a tree. And even when it comes to an animal, we're afraid that riding an animal is also Gzera Drabban and Shema Yitzlosh. You may pluck a branch off a tree to guard the animal. So therefore, you can't enter a sukkah that's on an animal on Yom Tov either. Then the Mishnah speaks about the following. Shtayim ba'ilon v'achas bidei adam. Here, you have a sukkah, and most of the floor of the sukkah is resting on a tree. Okay, and shtayim, that's what it means. Shtayim ba'ilon. Most of this floor of the sukkah is sitting on the tree. That's where you're going to put your chairs and your table, etc. Now, but around that floor of the sukkah, and on that tree, you made two walls. Okay, so shtayim ba'ilon. Two walls are around the floor of the sukkah that's on a tree. But v'achas bidei adam. But one of the walls is bidei adam. It is not on the tree. It's constructed by, now, the other two walls are also made by a person. But here, what the person did is as follows. The floor, part of the floor of the sukkah, is a little bit off the tree. Now, you want to give support to that as well. So what you do is you construct a wall all the way from the ground, upward, up past the tree, and that it hits the floor of that's leaning off the tree a little bit and goes upward. So where the third wall is bidei adam is starts on the ground, is not on the tree itself, is going all the way up from the ground. The other two walls are on the tree itself. Says the Mishnah, or where the two of the walls begin on the ground and are supporting the majority of the floor of the sukkah, and only achas b'ilan, which is where most of the floor is not leaning on the tree, and only one wall is placed on the tree, says the Mishnah, kshera. This sukkah is kosher, of course, could only be used on Chol HaMoed, v'ein olin labiyantif, because the tree, without the tree, the sukkah floor would collapse, and therefore, ein olin labiyantif. But, shalosh bidei adam achas ba'ilan kshera. Let's say three of the walls are starting off the ground, made by a person, and one of the walls happens to be on the tree, but the floor, the sukkah wouldn't fall apart if you didn't have the wall on the tree and part of the floor on the tree. Kshera, that is a kosher sukkah also, but v'ol olam b'yantif, that is allowed. Why? Based on Zehach Klal, says the Mishnah. This is the general rule. Kol sheni talo ilon v'chol olam on b'fnei atzmo. If you take away the tree, the sukkah just could stand on its own. Kshera, it is kosher, and v'ol olam b'yantif, and you're permitted to enter it on yantif as well.